One conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. We welcome all of you this morning. We welcome our online listeners as well. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this morning. We say welcome and good morning. Well, it's Mardi Gras, as many of you well know. And what that means, kids are out of school. I don't know about you parents, but sometimes I rather enjoy the kids not being in school. It really slows down the morning for us. Not so much hustle and bustle. But just as a reminder, there are parades going on in various parts of the state, and kids are out of school, many of whom, and I've said it before, are unattended. So please be mindful. Some are sleeping in, but some are up early and they're roaming about. So we're asking that throughout your day, you'll be mindful and you'll be watchful for those kids who are out of school. And mostly everybody will be back on the grind and back in school on tomorrow. So for today, please be mindful. Well, it's Tuesday, February 22nd. It's 7:34 a.m. and you are on point. This morning, you know, and all month long, we've been talking about this being the love month, not just one day, February 14th, but the entire month, as well as Black History Month and Heart Month. And, you know, I don't know if many people saw the article in the Town Talk. I think it was a couple of days ago. I saw it and I wanted to mention it, and it keeps getting by me. But this morning, since I have the time, I really wanted to share with all of those people who may not have gotten a chance to see it. The couple that had been married for 81 years. Yes, 81 years. Simply living 80 plus years is something, but being married to the same person is quite another. And this is what the article says. It says, imagine two people, one living to be 101 years and the other living to be 99. Yes, remaining married for 81 years. If that doesn't encompass the love month and the longevity of love, I don't know what does. It says their commitment to honor, loyalty, and love it takes to achieve that kind of longevity has not gone unnoticed. Well, on Valentine's Day, Governor Bobby Jindal and his wife, First Lady Supriya Jindal, held a reception at the governor's mansion to honor Norma and Norman Bruma of Marksville. I'll get it right, Bruma of Marksville. Having surpassed their 81st anniversary, Norman and Norma Bruma is the longest married couple. 81 years. The lasting and loving relationship of Norman and Norma serves a great example to all that value the institution, DC, of marriage. Can you imagine? 81 years, and their names are even similar, Norman and Norma Bruma of Marksville. So we say much, much congratulations and hats off to Norman and Norma Bruma. 81 years of matrimony. And when you look at spending, you know, you think that you've spent 20 or 30 years, even 50 years being a milestone, but 81 years, wow. What an amazing feat. And we say hats off to them. And I can't think of a better example of what a life of love is, and the challenges and the sacrifices and the ability to walk in love that this couple must have endured. The couple met, they say, back in 1930 at the Roof Garden Dance Hall in New Orleans. And they were married a year later in 1931 at the Holy Ghost Church in New Orleans, and have been together ever since. And just to have a life of him being 101 and her being 99 years old, I mean, it just, I don't know what it does for you, but it just warms our heart to hear of a couple that has endured so many tests that we can't even wrap our minds around. Most people don't even live to be 81 years old, let alone to remain married for 81 years. And so we wanted to share that with you this morning, and we want to continue to uplift them in prayer. And they look like, just from their picture, they look great. I mean, life has been, it looks like it has been good to them. I'm looking at their picture that was in the paper, and it's a cute, cute little picture. 81 years of marriage. And I said, you know, that's something to really honor and to really celebrate as we talk about love and we talk about walking in love and we talk about charity and love starting at home. And so you know that there had to be some things that they had to do right, and they had to have, I'm sure, God at the center of their union in order to remain married for 81 years. What do you think, DC? 81 years? Can you even wrap your mind around it? We think that 50 years is, you know, a milestone, but 81 years?
That's incredible.
Absolutely incredible. And so, you know, this month we want to encourage people that are married, that especially if you're going through challenges, that really makes you take a look at what life can be And you know that if you've been with someone for that many years, that they've had some peaks and they've had some valleys, but you know that God had to be in the midst, and that walking in love is not just something that they talked about, but something that they actually did. And so this morning, you know, we've been talking about not just Valentine's Day, but self-love. And in order to love someone and be with someone for any number of years, I think you first have to love yourself. And when you love yourself and you bring your best self to any relationship, then I believe that that really encompasses longevity. And that really speaks to being with someone a lifetime, not just in word, but in deed, and standing shoulder to shoulder, side by side, but understanding what that really means. And I think before you can do that, you've got to start with loving yourself and what that means. And so as we finish the month, we're going to continue to talk about self-love. Because when you bring a complete, total self to any relationship, it makes the relationship better. But if you bring a broken self, you bring a self that is battered and wounded, you know, you can't expect that you're going to be able to truly love anyone, because you really don't necessarily love yourself. And I think it's a question, and we've had a lot of feedback, a lot of emails and a lot of texts on the subject, because it's something that's really easy to say, and people will say all the time, well, sure, I love myself. I love me some me. But, you know, when you really go into the depth of what that means, it's deeper than the surface. It's so much deeper than what we can even imagine. And I think that that's why many relationships fail. It has a lot to do with self and being the complete, the best person that you can be, and loving oneself. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about stress and heart disease, and heart disease being the number one killer of women, and what we can do to get healthy and to get whole. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this. Harold Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Harold can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive, or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car? It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tuesday, February 21st at 7:46 a.m., and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Also, Carol Kinder at Pathway Advisors. We want you to get to a better financial state and get on the right financial path with Carol Kinder. Listen, we're going to be talking about retirement. We're going to be talking about how to take care of your money. And Carol Kinder can help with all of that. She can really, really carve out suggestions and help you to understand how to take better care of your money. The number for more information is 318-448-8600, part of Louisiana Credit Union. And then we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. If you're in Bunkie, you can visit them on Shirley Road, or you can phone 318-346-6695. That's State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Well, you know, I said it at the top of the show, all month long, we're going to still be focusing on women and heart disease. We know that statistics show that heart disease is the number one killer of women. And so I have dedicated myself, as I've done every year in February, to really, if not wear something red, wear my little red dress pin for Go Red for Women. It symbolizes the importance of women and heart disease and understanding what that means and understanding how we can get better. And, you know, we have continued to talk about it not only in the month of February, but all year long. Great people like Dr. Oz and Dr. Gary Jones, who is locally here at LACVT, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. And our goal is to help all of us to get better. And I don't think that there is one single person that has this thing down pat, no matter how well you eat or how much you exercise. There always seems to be something else that is thrown in the mix. And one of the things, there are a couple of things, actually, this morning that I wanted to share with you. And many people have issue when it comes to weight gain, weight loss. And one question that was being posed is a burning question. They're saying, can you be fit and fat? Is one of the questions. And then another question was this: what role does stress play on women, and not just on women, but on people and their hearts? And so these are questions that, you know, everybody talks about, but very few people really take the initiative to make the change. And so each time we do these shows, we're not saying that you should change, but we're saying that maybe you should change your mind, change your thinking. And in order to get better, you have to make some sort of change, whether it's just changing one thing. And I was talking to one of my sister friends after Dr. Oz and Dr. Jones were on the show last week, and she said, you know, I'm not going to stop eating meat, and many people love their meat. She said, but maybe I will consider eating less meat. And I know, you know, you guys realize that we talk about it all the time, getting fit in our family and the challenges that we have getting fit and staying fit. And, you know, the burning question I asked DC this morning is, can you be fit and fat? And he had a lot to say about that. And in fact, some scientists say that sometimes you can be thin and be unfit. And so it's six in one hand and a half a dozen in the other. But we know in order to be more healthy, we've got to start eating differently. And that's one of the things that you have been focused on within the last 10 days. Again, DC, is changing. You know, you've gone through so many, right. so many, well, should I say diets? And so you have come up with now something that you feel might work.
Yes. Well, actually, I didn't come up with it. You know, the people that my support group and the people that I'm working out with, that's what they've come up with.
And what did they come up with? What did they come
up
with?
Well, you know, it's not so much a diet as it is eating until I'm satisfied versus eating for so much enjoyment. In other words, I just like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the conclusion that I've come up to. I really enjoy eating. I enjoy good food. But, you know, there has to be, I have to draw a line. You know, I cannot eat just, you know, uncontrollably and just enjoy eating until I'm just gorging myself to the point where I enjoy it so much that I'm just, you know, having problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I had crossed over into the abyss there.
You think you crossed over into the abyss?
Oh, yes. I mean, basically, when you sit down to a meal and you're satisfied and you continue to eat, yes, you've crossed over.
And so talk about what the last, how many days has it been for you now that you have really sort of changed what you're doing?
Well, I'm in the third week of exercising, which I'm exercising every day for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, not every day, because I take Saturday and Sunday off. And I started my eating, my new eating, which I'm eating under 1,500 calories. So I'm not really so much, I mean, if it's just really garbage, I'm not eating it, which I've never really eaten a lot of bad food. But
what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is
you've never eaten really a lot of bad food. What does that mean?
Well, that means I just don't go and get potato chips and, you know,
mm-hmm.
cakes, pies, and snacks and things of that nature and just eat that all day long. You know, I like nice lunches.
Mm-hmm. You but know? you like those cakes and pies too, though.
Well, I do enjoy a cake and a pie.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not just eating cakes and pies constantly all the time.
And so talk
what
about...
What I found that I am doing is I'm just eating too much. You know, I've identified the problems that I'm having, and it's just eating too much. My body just does not need as much food that I've been putting. It just doesn't need all.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happens in both of our families, and we both have a family history of heart disease, and so we really, I guess after this, I don't know, what do you think was sort of your breaking point? Was it the weight gain?
Yeah, the weight gain. I mean, I'm really at a weight that I'm feeling very uncomfortable. You know, now I've actually lost some of that since I started because I'm about 11 pounds down since I started. So, but, you know, on a person 5'9", you know, 15, 20 pounds can mean a lot of difference. You know,
mm-hmm.
that can actually mean the difference in the way your clothes fit.
Right. And so in all of that, was heart disease a concern for you?
No.
Really?
No. I'm, you know, I'm healthy as a horse.
And so what was like the straw that broke the camel's back that made you say, okay, I got to do something?
Well, I started saying I had to do something way when I crossed over into
food.
Yeah,
you did,
yeah,
but you never not, really.
Well, I've been doing something. I just haven't had any success. You know, that's the, you know, I've been saying probably for the last year and a half, I need to do something.
Well, so what made
as
you.
As it was coming on.
Throw down the gauntlet this time.
Well, I mean. The only thing that I'm doing today is that I've made a decision that I'm just, and I made the decision a year and a half ago, I'm just going to keep trying until I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only difference between now and then is that I guess you can appreciate more that, okay, it really looks like you're doing it this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I was doing it really well, and it looks like I get a little bit better every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's important to me, and I want to be successful. And so now I'm just taking instruction and advice from people who are being successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that, i.e. being the people that I'm working out with, the three trainers that I'm working out with, they're just actually telling me what to do, how to do it. And I'm just getting, and it's not the way, it's a way, and it's progress rather than perfection. You know, I'm not completely perfecting what I'm doing, but you could see the progress in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm making progress on a daily basis.
And so talk about what it's like now going from all those thousands of calories that you were having in one setting to, you know, getting that down to something that's doable. I mean, that's more normal.
Right. Well, actually, it's not easy, but it's not as hard as, for instance, if you was going on a high protein, low carb diet.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with those types of diets is they have the induction phases where there's just certain things that you can't eat. With this, anything within reason, as long as you don't overeat it, you can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't sit around having these thoughts of, wow, I wish I could have this or I wish I could have that, because I can have it. I just can't have as much of it as I had been. I can't overindulge in it.
Mm-hmm. And so for a lot of people, you know, as we talk about, and for me, the whole idea of being healthy and eating right, I feel like I'm like you. I feel as healthy as a horse, but I still think that people cannot ignore family histories of heart disease. And we can't ignore the fact that if you have put on a certain amount of weight over time, that it could affect your health. And for some people, you know, and the question is this, can you be fat and fit? And I think that that's a question that will be debated until the end of time. But the whole idea, DC, is this, is to help people just like you, who you have done one thing, you know, one week, and then the next week you do something else, and it seems hopeless at some point. But then you finally, and I said to you, just as I'll say to people who are listening, if you keep seeking that thing that works for you, then eventually you will find it.
Absolutely. And that's what the word says, seeking you shall find. A lot of times what happens is people give up.
Right.
And when you give up, you're really not going to find it.
Right. And I think that that's just like any other addiction, like drugs and alcohol and anything else that we face that we have challenges with. You know, the word says that, you know, you might fall seven times, but you just keep getting back up. And so this morning we just wanted to really encourage people. And, you know, we laugh about the challenges that you're having, you know,
right,
with the weight. But the fact of the matter is that you just are not going to quit.
No, I'm not going to quit. I mean, that's just what I've decided to do. And it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, and that's a lot of times what a lot of people's problem are. I think they give up too fast. I mean, you know, this is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifetime of work. So if I didn't have success in 6 months or a year, it doesn't mean I'm not going to be successful. It just means that I haven't found the right path or the right combination that works for me.
Uh-huh.
So I just keep trying, and I just refuse to give up.
Uh-huh.
Refuse to do it.
Now, did you ever think that you would be so inspired by a group, working out with a group? Did you ever think that that would be something that would work for you?
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, the path that I'm on right now just didn't even seem like a path that I would take 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had some success back in 2006 with the Atkins diet, and it worked so perfectly. I just felt like it should work again. And what happens is I'm just not the same, and I have different issues than what I had back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really have a weight problem. I didn't have, you know, as much an eat problem as I did. And I guess my metabolism was working a lot better. And so, you know, I just lost the weight like it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured I could do that again. And for the last year and a half, I've been trying to have that same success, but to no avail.
And, you know, it says here, getting fit is more realistic sometimes than getting slim. And for most people, you know, one of the the doctor said, for most people, diets don't work in the long term. We ought to be thinking about different strategy. It's far easier for a fat person to get fit than to get thin. And I think that that is a burning question that many people will deal with, and many people that are overweight, maybe the goal should not be to get thin, but to get fit, to make sure that your cholesterol is good, to make sure that your blood pressure is good, to make sure that your blood sugar is good, and that there are no risks of heart disease and diabetes and the things that we talk about all the time. But at a certain point, and I think with February being Heart Month for women, and really heart disease is the number one killer of people, men and women, but especially we talk about women because the symptoms of heart disease are so innocuous, so sometimes minor, that they get ignored, even by doctors. They get ignored by us. But women who are having challenges with weight issues, especially in the belly section, in the midsection, seem to be at a higher risk for heart disease. The larger our waist get, the more risk that we incur. And so this morning, what we want to do is we want to encourage people, just like we encourage ourselves. Because I'm going to tell you, if one person in a household is on a diet or trying to change what they do, it really does affect the rest of the family, where what we're trying to do is we're trying to adjust the whole family. We're trying to adjust to what will help and what will support DC's efforts. And sometimes it could just mean cutting back. And for him and for you, DC, that's a process, even just cutting back.
Absolutely, because I really enjoy eating, and I just pretty much crossed over into a place where it's just really just it's simple basics of just eating too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
And you know, a lot of people have that challenge, but sometimes I think you've got to name it and claim it and just call it what it is. And then once you call it what it is, you can get better. You know, we say the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you are. When we come back, we're going to talk about how stress factors into the whole idea of eating well and heart disease. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hi, I'm Zelda Bell from Greenville, Illinois, and I stream in live to KAYTFM.com to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Stormy O'Mardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been On Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Gene Williams. Also, Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates. Serious injuries, they absolutely deserve serious consideration. If you've been in a car accident and you just need to know what your legal rights are or what you should do next, phone for a free appointment at 318 or free consultation, 318-253-0900. And of course, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. Again, I can't say enough good things about the screenings that they've got going on and how many people that they're helping on a daily, weekly, monthly basis by just getting these very simple, non-invasive screenings. Well, you know what? For more information, simply phone 318-442-0106. Well, all month long, we're going to be giving you just little hints and tips and reminders about walking in love, February being Love Month, African American History Month, Black History Month, and also heart disease. And statistics show that there are many factors that affect the health of our heart and the cardiovascular system. And one of the largest is stress. And I'm going to tell you, you can't talk to hardly anybody, especially women. I think that's something that we all have in common, where we're talking about our level of stress. And we all have stress in our lives. And really, I don't guess to a large degree, some studies say that you can't really control what stress enters your life, but we do have some control over some stressors, but many just happen. But not all stress, the article says, is negative stress. There can be positive stressors that initiate productive responses in our lives, and we tend to respond to that stress the way that it presents itself in our lives, especially the negative stressors that produce anxiety, worry, fearfulness, and uncertainty. Negative stress that produces anxiety affects many body functions, and it may elevate our blood pressure. It also can elevate our heart rate, and it can affect the regulation of our blood sugar. And so with that said, one of the things that I was thinking about as we were thinking and talking about Heart Month are some suggestions, some things that we can do to help people to think differently about the stress and the anxiety and the energy level and the sleep and the emotion and this emotional sense of well-being and how that affects our choices and, you know, the things that we eat and our habits and the way that we engage, the way that we exercise or not. And so one of the things that I really got in my spirit that I was going to start doing is I was going to start practicing yoga again. And so I had spoken with a yoga instructor as early as last night. And as I was just really thinking about a time where I was practicing yoga and it really helped me to become one with myself again. And it also helped in a time after I had gained a tremendous amount of weight after having given birth and could not get the weight off and was, you know, exercising and doing what everybody said you should do to get the weight off and just couldn't get there. And many women understand that when you're not happy with the way that you look or you're not happy with your body and you've got all sorts of other things going on internally and even externally, that it's hard to really be one with yourself if you get what I'm saying. And what I mean is to have that sort of inner peace and to have that inner well-being, not just looking good on the outside, but looking good and being good on the inside. And that's one of the reasons why last week when we had Dr. Angelou on the show, I asked her to do a piece, and of course she agreed to do it all from the mask, because many of us wear masks where it looks all good on the outside, but on the inside we're ravaged, we're torn, we're stressed, we're broken, we're anxious, we're depressed. And so what we wanted to do this month especially was to give suggestions and ideas. And you know, I've said it many times, we're not suggesting that our way is the way. It is just another way. It's just food for thought. It's part of this buffet that we try to put out every single morning. And if you like what's on the buffet, take what you like. And if you don't, then leave the rest. Well, one of the things that I really felt would be good for us to learn about is yoga and the way that it brings you into oneness with yourself. And so next week we're going to go deeper into yoga and what that means. And so for me, it helped me to really connect in a spiritual sense with who I was. And it gave me a sort of calm on the inside that all of the things that I was worried about for that hour or for that time, I could just be at one with myself. I wasn't in any inner turmoil about battling with my weight or battling with being a good new mom at the time or battling with being a wife and a mom. And I hope that you can follow me on this, because this is just part of my heart that I wanted to share with you all this morning, because sometimes we're all having that inner turmoil, that inner battle with self. And a lot of people don't know how to face and fight that turmoil. And so it turns into depression. But what if you could really get in tune with self and block out everything that's going on at your job or everything that's going on in your business and just become one with God and the universe, or become one with that higher power, you know, and the universe. Just block everything out. Push past the intimidation of being around other people and what they're thinking or what they look like and what they're doing, and just be with yourself and allow that inner critic that Tara Sophia Moore talks about all the time, that inner critic that says you're not going to lose weight, you'll never be successful, that inner critic that really rouses fear within, fear of never being good enough or never reaching the pinnacle of success, or not even that, how am I going to do it? And ladies, if you are listening to this conversation, I know that you feel me, because we all have challenges with how am I going to do it. And lately I have been talking to almost every woman that I encounter and talking to her about stress and what that means and the whole idea and ideology of perfection and what that means. And I've said it before because it sunk down in me when I heard it. We don't have to be perfect. Everything doesn't have to. I don't have to do a perfect show every morning. I don't have to be perfect in my business every day. But when it comes from your heart, and I want to thank Denise Handy, who, she not only, she's my sister friend, but she sows into my life in so many ways. She sows into my life spiritually, mentally, financially. And one of the things that she said to me in a text this morning is that God will perfect those things that concern us. And so maybe this is one of the things that God is trying to perfect in you. Maybe you're looking for a way to feel better within your physical body. You know, because stress can throw off everything. It can make you hurt. It can manifest itself as pain. And all of that is stress eating away at your body and deteriorating all those good things, because stress comes in and I think it eats away at us. And we all carry the stress with so much pride. Stress can come in the form of busy. If you talk to anybody, how you doing? What you doing, girl? Busy. I'm no different. I'm raising my hand. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. Let's stop being so busy being busy. And let's become one with our inner self. Let's do something different so maybe we can have something different. And that's really where I'm trying to go and where I'm trying to get us to go as a body of women who lead our families in many cases, as a body of women who play such an integral role in our families. Well, when we come to that oneness and to that place of peace within ourselves, we're going to be better for our families, especially when we're single moms. One of my sister friends is a single mom, and she said, you know, just the rigors of what I have to endure. And she's a teacher, so she's got kids all day. And she said, you know, when I get home, I'm so, and she used the word, the S word, I'm so stressed, I can hardly deal with my own. But what if we take maybe 45 minutes of an hour of our day and we become one with ourselves, and we allow everything that we have beaten ourselves over the head about and with, and we just get quiet and we find that place of peace and comfort with self, I bet we'll all just be a little bit better for it. And so that's what I want you to ponder as you move forward. And again, we're going to talk more about yoga. We're going to talk more about anxiety and the effects of our overall energy level, how it affects our sleep, and how it affects everything around us, how stress really can come against us to allow us not to be our best selves and our most positive selves, because we're always stressed. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Come back and bring back my smile. Come and take these tears away. I need your arms to hold me now. The night's so unkind. Bring back those nights when I held you beside me.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. get on the path to financial security, and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Hinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas on Point Talk. God bless her.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And you know what? If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. If that's you and you are contemplating starting a small business, get with Axion Texas Louisiana by phoning 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment. If you've had breast surgery or you need a prosthesis, start with Aggressive Health Solutions. They understand how to get you fit properly for the correct bra. They understand how to give you that balance. And they'll also help you with Medicaid and Medicare. The number to phone is 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellite, says Jeremy Clary. You can get Dish, you can get Direct, you can get Satellite, and you can also get HD when you phone 318-767-2220. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Carroll Furniture, 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. For more information, you can visit them at 1819 Memorial Drive. They've got great savings, great merchandise, and a great staff to help you. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She listens, she cares, and she's always on point when it comes to understanding your insurance needs. And you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Rehide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rehide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And for more information, if your vehicle has been in an accident, before you do anything else, pick up the phone and dial this number, 318-445-4582. And, of course, Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixonHasIt.com.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Y'all, this morning and for the rest of the month, we're going to be talking about women and heart disease. We're going to be talking about Love Month and just tips and ideas about how we can all get our love walk just a little bit better and do just a little bit better than what we've done maybe in the past. Not just one day for that. But, you know, we should be concerned about that all year long. And also African American History Month, Black History Month, we celebrate so many great people that have created the culture and identity and helped to build this great nation that we live in. But this morning we're talking about women and heart disease, and we're talking about the issue of stress. And I just went in to fill my teacup, fill it up and heat it up, warm it up. And I was just saying to one of my sister friends in the next room, you know, she's got a stack of papers piled high on her desk, always trying to get it done. And many of us are like that. We're always working to make people better, make our companies better, make our businesses better. And sometimes we never take the time to figure out how to get that balance. And we've talked about it before, but I'm telling you, stress is a lot of our problem. It's a lot of what's going on in our physical bodies, where we're going to the doctor and they can't figure out what's wrong. Well, sometimes we need to look no further than the issue of stress. And maybe also in that, are we eating the right things? Are we getting enough sleep? What does our exercise regimen look like? Well, one of the things that is suggested and one of the things that I had been thinking about for stress is yoga and really, really finding that inner peace. And I don't know if it's going to be yoga for you or what it's going to be, but we really have to talk about the idea of finding that self-peace and that self-satisfaction so that no matter what happens. I was emailing back and forth with someone last night, and I said, you know, what you can do, you should do. And what you can't do, well, you can't worry about it, because there are only so many things that you can get done in the course of a day, so many people you can satisfy in the course of the day. And at the end of the day, everybody is not going to be satisfied. All the work is not going to be done. And so you have to create a balance that will alleviate some of the stress. That, for a lot of people, a regimen has to be created, not only in what you're eating, what's going into your body, what you're drinking, and the exercise or the lack thereof. And so we've got to create a plan. And, you know, if you look at anybody's website, you know, everybody's got a plan on how to get that done. But it's just like DC was talking about with his diet. You have to keep seeking until you find the one that is right for you and for your family. Because I am telling you, with the kids being out of school this week has alleviated a little bit of stress for me, because I haven't had to worry as much about homework. All of those things, see, all of those little things put together create stress if you don't create a balance, if you don't understand that. And what we have told ours is that school is your little job. You have to be responsible for school. You have to be responsible for when assignments are due and when projects are due. Your responsibility is to tell us what you need so that we can provide that for you. But the rest, now if you need help, obviously we're there. But I think a lot of the things that we have to do, ladies, is give other people their stuff back, even our kids. I'm telling you, we can get so enmeshed in control and perfection that it will create stress. It will make you think you're having a heart attack, even if you're not, because you're just so darn stressed. And so one of the things I think that we need to do is give people back their stuff. At your job, if you're trying to do your job plus five other jobs, all you can do is your job. If the people that are under you don't do their job, then you need to make the adjustment. They either need to start doing what they're supposed to do, or they might need to be replaced. You know, it's just as simple as that, because at the end of the day, one of the statistics showed that women especially are dying earlier, and it all has to do a lot with stress. And I think that when we go to the doctor and we have these various different ailments, or even the people who don't go to the doctor, you know, that's not something that a doctor can just look at and diagnose, because only you live your life. Only you know what's going on in your family, at home, at work, you know, and all the other places that could be stressors for you. So we're going to try to come up with creative ways to make all of our lives just a little bit less stressful. Will stress go away? Probably not. But can we deal with it better? Absolutely. And we've got to find ways. And one of the ways, for me, I think, is yoga. Becoming one with my inner self. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-free living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute.
Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Wake up, wake up.
The weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious. Or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Academy of Training Skills. They are absolutely changing lives through programs. And for more information, if you've got someone in your life or someone that you know that's a nonviolent offender that is waiting for sentencing or they're having some issues, the Academy of Training Skills is really training men to stand up and be men, to be able to be self-supportive, to get a trade, to understand work etiquette, to be clean and sober. I mean, they're just doing so many great things. Lee Mallett is leading the charge on that. Go to their website and just check it out. Go to www.aatts.com or you can phone them at 337-214-0428. And if you just need to get more information, give us a call at our offices at 318-445-5658. We're happy to refer you and to give you all of the information about the Academy of Training Skills and how you can use it and how it can help to make families better. And I think that this program is going to help communities grow. And like I said, if you've got somebody in your family that's been back and forth, but they're a nonviolent offender, and really the problem is they can't get a job because they don't have any skills or training, then phone this number, 337-214-0428, and they'll help you to get on the right track. This morning, it's really been all about heart disease and stress, and that's one of the things that we cannot not talk about is chronic stress. And Dr. Oz said that in today's busy world, people, we really accept chronic stress as a part of our everyday life. And I think by validating that we're stressed and validating that we're so busy, there is sort of an acceptance that goes along with that. And he says that this thinking is extremely dangerous to our health. And up to 90% of all doctor visits in the United States are for stress-related illnesses. He says that, in fact, stress is the top reason why women are aging faster, getting sicker, and dying before their time. Something that it seems so... like you just, you know, it just doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But stress is so important. And a lot of people don't even acknowledge that, you know. We just look at it as it's a part of life and we accept it. And so this morning I'm saying to you, make the change, make the adjustment, you know. Don't get stressed out over things that don't matter. You know, there are people, there are issues in our lives that we just can't change. And so because we can't change those things, I think you have to put it in a place and just let it be what it is. And, you know, knowing that up to 90% of people who visit doctors in this country are having issues with illnesses that are related to stress is just, it's almost unbelievable. And so it's certainly something worth talking about, and it's certainly something worth thinking about, and thinking about how you're going to make the change and how you're going to make the adjustment to make your life better and make your family's life better. And for many people, it could be many things. A lot of people would say in their busy schedules, they don't have time to stop and exercise. They don't have time. Well, at some point, we need to make the time to make our lives better and to make others around us better. Because when we're better and we bring our best self and we bring a self that's less stressed out and more at ease, I think we're able to give more of ourselves in a way that's more positive and less constricted. And so just food for thought this morning, you know, heart disease is the number one killer of women. And if we don't make some changes, we're going to see, and we're already seeing younger women having heart attacks. We're seeing younger women dying. And a lot of it is stress related. And so in order to do better, we've got to know that we need to do better. And so it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with making one change and figuring out what that is, because for everybody, it's something different. Everybody has something that's going to work for them. What works for you, yoga may not work for you, you know, but it does. I know that it does work for me, and I look forward to getting back into that. And as soon as I get started again, and I've already made preparations to do that, I'll come back and share with you what I think about it and how it affects me and seeing other people. You know, some people just have this uncanny way of just going through life and not being moved by their circumstances or not being moved by things that they can't change. And until we really get there, I think we're going to see much of the same. We're going to see people aging more quickly or more rapidly. We're going to see people getting sicker. And the whole problem is we don't even know why. Had you ever thought of stress being an issue of maybe why you just don't feel good, maybe why you're always feeling sluggish, no energy, you get up and go, has gotten up and went? Well, you know, it's time to look at what you're doing. If you keep putting the same thing in and expecting to get something different out, well, that rarely happens. And so there's some really great tips that we can all do. And one of the things is to find that time for relaxation, whether it's 5 minutes or 15 minutes. Find the time for yourself to relax and to be quiet and to be at peace and to empty your mind at the end of the day. And I know for many people, including myself, at the end of the day, it's hard for me to empty out. It's hard for me to sort of deflate from the day. But so what I've tried to start doing is at the end of the day, I'll take a good hot bath and I'll just try to just empty my mind of all the thoughts, all the anxiety of the day, and just try to relax. It could mean taking a walk like we did yesterday. It could mean just sitting down and being quiet. Just those little things. Find those things that work for you and make them work. I mean, make them really work so that you find that place of calm and peace. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, you know, we have a partnership with Essence Magazine, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about tomorrow from Essence. We're back after this.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, night, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Kato Mamalu, international fashion designer, and I've been on point with Carla Christmas.
Hi, this is National Poetry Slam champion and HBO Deaf Poet Sonya Renee, and I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Tonja's Professional Tax Service. In Bunkie, you can visit 100 Evergreen Street. And if you're in Avoyelles Parish, simply phone 318-346-6788. And of course, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Magazine, People Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain. I'm multitasking. Darlene is absolutely doing amazing work, not just at Sylvia's, but in the community. And she absolutely cares about not only the people that she works with and the people that she serves in her community. If you're in Bunkie, you can phone 318-346-2540. And if you're in Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. And I had Essence Magazine on my heart. You know, we're so grateful for the partnership that we have created with Essence Magazine and for many of the articles that they bring to us, and for the editors at Essence who work with our team to bring stories to life to our audience. And one of the things that is in this article of Essence is a mother's story of the loss of her daughter, teen dating violence. It is something that we must continue to talk about as we talk about domestic violence. And it goes really, I think, back to self-love and what we're saying, not just to our young girls, but to our young men as well, about themselves. And she has a harrowing story, but she has turned her test, her trial, into a testimony that I believe will resonate with all of us who have young men and young women, and hopefully help us to begin to think about what that love word really means, and loving yourself enough not to allow yourself to be subject to anyone's abuse. And so we're going to have her story on tomorrow, so you won't want to miss it. It is a harrowing story, but you know what? It's the story of triumph and how we can take the things that were meant for evil and we can turn them into good. And so we look forward to having her on tomorrow. And we look forward to bringing you more great stories of inspiration, of hope, and getting better. You know, one conversation at a time, that's what it's all about. When we learn better, we do better. And the more we learn, the more we should be implementing that in our lives. And if you only take one thing away today, I would say find out what it is that is creating that imbalance in your life and deal with it. Create a balance that's going to create a change. And when you create the balance, change is going to, it's got to follow. It just does. It's just the law of the universe. And so this morning, we want to just say to all those kids that are out of school, this is your last day before you get back on the grind. We hope that you're having a great Mardi Gras. We hope that you're safe and that you're watching out for everybody who's out and about today. We want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you guys so much, and we thank you. We thank you for being a part of the network. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself today. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And what we learned yesterday is change, it's got to start at home, and it spreads abroad. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Mardi Gras. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. Kids are back on the grind. People are back at work. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you right back here on Wednesday.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.